Mario and Luigi are walking through the desert and Luigi doesn't have his shirt on. This is why we need more women directors.
He's so delicious looking, like I wouldn't even need a fork. Mario is like, and then he like stretches and reaches, and he's like, he's holding one wall, he like falls to the other wall, he's like, and then in the way that cinematography happens sometimes, he like flips upside down and he goes butt first.
Also, when he goes through the wall, we see the transition at the very beginning. After the asteroid or the meteor crashes into the Earth, and you see like these two like worlds kind of splitting off. And that seems to be like kind of the whole backstory of like the meteor crashing into New York. You know, it splits the world into two, one that's dominated by mammals and one that's dominated by reptiles that turn, and that both of them kind of evolve into the same looking thing.
It's the Mario multiverse.
I'm super down for Mario Multiverse. That is the Ready Player One situation I'm super into. I'm going to stomp on so many Goombas' head, but not any of this movie's Goombas' head, because they're super cute and kind of dumb, and I don't stomp dumb cute things. Okay, ready for a ridiculous rundown.
Sure.
Mario falls into the wall. It's awesome. It seems like they're in a lively city. There's like graffiti and stuff, but like people are popping all around. Like it's downtown. It's amazing. So then they fall on the ground. There are dinosaur rats, which is adorable. Like super cute. And then there's like there's fungus everywhere, which is also super cute. And since the community has had to deal with it so long, they never address it because it happened like
20 years ago
at the very least. So then we go to Koopa, who dips his hands in a water, and then it turns out that he's actually, and this is between you, me, and the hole in the wall, if you ever go get a manicure / pedicure, get the paraffin wax dip. So he dips his hands in water, and then he comes up with paraffin wax, and then he walks around with it for like the next two or three scenes. It's dumb, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Isn't this the same scene that we see the assistant just like being kind of, you know, weird about Koopa, and maybe she doesn't like this princess that he keeps talking about?
Yeah. Okay. So this is Lena, played by Fiona Shaw. Nope. Shaw. Fiona Shaw. But can I tell you that Koopa's hair is my hair after high school?
You had ruffle-like hair?
It was badly bleached and poorly combed.
Oh, I see. Color-wise?
I can prove it mathematically. Are you ready?
Okay.
Oh, let me get that photo. Let me show it to you. Here you go.
Color-wise, it makes sense. But you, like, I mean, are you gonna do cornrows at any point?
Never.
Exactly, because you are conscious of those sort of things.
I'm super white. Okay, so, but also, these aren't exactly cornrows.
No, they're like little hills.
Like comb twist. Like
on
you,
his head.
You got short, super bleached hair. You be looking like, what's her face? At one point, she's like an assassin who then like realizes she's an assassin, and then she dyes her hair, and then she's staring at a mirror, and she's gonna go kill Ben Affleck, I think.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I can think about
Gina Davis.
All I can think about in this moment is it's an evil dictator from a New York style town with really weird hair.
Super weirdly bleached blonde hair?
And he is a president.
Elected.
Yeah, sort of elected. So.
Okay. So,
like in the way that, like, Kim Jong-un is elected.
Right.
Because, like, he is president of North Korea.
Yeah, but he inherited it from his father.
We're going to get shot in the Third World War.
Only if we leave this basement. So basically, we just stay in here and we just podcast till nothing.
Another thing about right wing.
We're live podcasting the end of the world.
Oh, everything's blowing up in suburban Twin Lakes.
White people are wearing blonde corn rolls. It's a mess.
We don't have rats on the street anymore. We just got little lizards eating fungus. So the important thing to know about this scene is that this is obviously Dennis Hopper's character, King Koopa. We saw him at the beginning, so we already kind of know that he's the bad guy. And he's talking to his assistant, Lena. And they're talking about the princess. Lena seems, like, disturbed about it. He's a major germaphobe. He also talks about the rock and how he needs this rock. And it's a bit of a MacGuffin. Also, there is a plumber alert because Iggy and Spike bring Daisy. No, I don't think they bring Daisy in at this moment. I think you see them drop her off with the other women. And when they meet up King Koopa, that's when they say that the rock was taken by plumbers. And Koopa's visually upset about the plumbers.
Are our main guys in Dinotopia right now?
Yeah, my next note after this is old lady is just as bad as other people. And Luigi makes the statement of, I think we got knocked out and we woke up in the Manhattan of the future.
Yeah, I was like a big lady grandma throwdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So my next note after that is rock gets taken by best lady. So basically, there's this old lady who's like, oh, are you too new to town? And they're like, yeah, we could really use some help. And she's like, she holds up her cane. She's like, stick him up.
Well, she's like, do you have any weapons? It's not safe for you guys. And they're like, we don't have any weapons. She's like, well, motherfuckers, you better give me your shit. I need Koopa coin, gold Koopa coin. And then Bertha steps in, played by Francesca Roberts.
Right. The old lady has taken the rock that was around Luigi's neck.
Yeah, yeah. But then Francesca steps in, who is a literal goddess.
Agreed.
Like, I want her everywhere. Sorry, Jen, but I want her so bad. I want to, like, crawl in her armpit and, like, live there. Okay. Bertha steps in with her spikiness. And then she, like, punches old lady into oblivion, but, like, acquires the stone necklace. Right?
This is kind of like the old lady from Blazing Saddles.
Who? Yeah, but, like, not racist and super better.
Right. Better in a lot of ways. But, like, she kind of has that whole, like, I'm just a little old lady. I'm completely innocuous. And then turns out that she's kind of, like, you know, evil.
Oh, okay. Bertha
kind of evil.
Has
not
never
Bertha.
Been,
Bertha is
she's
not.
Self-serving.
Correct.
And self-serving is not immoral. Like, it's okay to be self-serving a lot of the time.
This city is a dog-eat-dog world, and Bertha's looking out for Bertha.
She's like, let me get my teeth in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
So, let's go to... Okay, so while she jumps away, and they're like, anime style. Like, they get arrested.
Do you remember why they get arrested? Okay, so they are near... a guy who's playing protest songs.
Toad was playing protest songs. And they're like, yeah. You can't arrest a guy for saying shit. And they're like, the police are like, we can't arrest you for saying stuff against Koopa.
And then the police officer notices their plumbers and is like, oh, you're plumbers. We can arrest you too. Also, arresting people for making protest songs about the person in charge is an accurate depiction of what the lack of free speech looks like for anybody who's actually wondering about what the lack of free speech looks like.
What are you saying? cannot. I can't. My free speech isn't me not wearing a mask in public.
It's the same as how the Nazis took down all the art. It's the removal of personal expression.
Yeah, the Nazis being the people in charge at the time, and they didn't hold over anything in the way of a private area, like a building or a website. Those would be privately held, but yeah.
The police intake scene. Gorgeous. My favorite use of exposition is every time they're like, what's going on? And Toad is like, you gotta get defunguses in your junk area. And then they get dumped on by blue water, which is just a beautiful scene. Like, it's just a beautiful little, like a little creme de menthe, like pop in the menthe in the middle of it all. They're like covered in like an oil drum worth of blue fluid.
Yeah, it looks like aftershave to me.
And it looked like mouthwash, so
it reminded me of the whole gimmick in the 90s where you would do an obstacle course and there would be slime at one point.
Like Double Dare?
I'm assuming. I didn't have cable, and I remember very distinctly network television didn't have those sort of shows.
My family, I wanted on Double Dare, but we could not do that because we could not communicate effectively and quickly. Watch that entire scene for physical and like, it's physical comedy. You got to get in there.
Right. They even like when they go up to kind of like tell the main guy in charge who they are. They're like Mario, Mario and Luigi, Mario. And the cop has this like heel on his shoulder.
Very kinky.
Yeah.
How many Marios between you? Three. Leguizamo explains it beautifully because he is beautiful in whatever he explains. Okay.
Right. So at the very end of it, they are all of the prisoners are in these like chicken coop like cages.
Mm-hmm.
And like one of my notes was dramatic music in the chicken coop because it does the like very stereotypical you know that very stereotypical Italian music that you heard like almost everywhere in the 90s.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know what the name of it is. I just know the tune and I did poorly, but it's very like dramatic. It's like the da 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 da.
They do that like four different times and I did not write it down because I was like, I guess that must be public property, I guess, since they're using it now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Want to jump through my second half of these notes?
Is it about the de-evolving?
So they end up in a interrogation room with Koopa. Koopa doesn't shake hands at first, doesn't explain who he is. He's like, yeah, tell me about... And they're like, we need to talk to Koopa. He's like, you don't want to talk to that egg-sucking son of a snake. And they're like, okay. And then he does shake their hands and he's like, I am that egg-sucking son of a snake. Did I say any different? And he like double, okay, it doesn't matter because Luigi mouths off and then Koopa like shoves his fingers in his eyes, which is my go-to move, which is like pointy fingers what. And then he like gets enough information that he just leaves them alone.
So he asks them specifically where the rock is, and they say that they don't have it. And I think that when Luigi says, we don't have it, that's when Koopa goes ahead and, you know, attacks them. They fight they fight back, and then the guard comes in and says, you're not allowed to hurt King Koopa. And that's when he's just sort of like, did I stutter when I talked poorly about myself? And then, yeah,
and then he decides to take them to the de-evolving room?
The de-evolver, I think is what it's called.
Hate that. Okay, so we enter this room, the de-evolving?
De-evolving.
Hate it.
Devolving.
De-evolving, I will go with you. Okay, so Toad, who was our busker, who was not an official busker, he's strapped in and he's like, fuck you guys, and he gets turned into a Goomba. I love the series, but a Toad is vastly different than a Goomba. And Jen, if you want to yell at me right now, that's fine.
Well, they're different species in the game, but...
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything for the movie. I mean, there's a Mario, and the Toad is a guy's name instead of a species.
I don't like it.
There's a Toad named Toad in the game, and there are Goombas, but nobody says that Goomba's name is Goomba.
What I like about Toad getting turned into a Goomba is that they still give him his harmonica.
Hell yeah. So he gets transformed and he gets sent off to be with the Goombas. And the head Goomba, who has the spiky shoulders, gives him his harmonica on a neck breather thing. Right. Which is awesome. Right. Very, very folksy, I would say.
In the VHS extended rough cut, there is a scene where we see how much of a germaphobe Koopa is, because the guy who's operating the machine sneezes and Koopa is like mortified, but he plays it very cool. And he puts the guy into the de-evolver and de-evolves them pretty much into slime, which is not shown in the DVD release that we saw. Instead, we see them kind of cut to the Mario and Luigi pushing Koopa into the de-evolver and then hitting a button.
Mm-hmm.
And then it like just automatically goes and like Koopa's in danger and everything. And there's a bit of a slapstick like slipping in goo, but you don't know where the goo came from in the DVD version.
Mm-hmm.
So I have two notes here.
Mm-hmm.
One is for the rough cut, which I would like to say is de-evolving the diseased disciple. But then for those who just have the DVD release, you could say de-evolving devil delays death.
That was also a Sean fact on the deleted scenes.
No mean to talk over you, Sean. I think you're great and thank you for all the work that you do.
Sean, you're a beautiful human being and I would like to pat your back. Okay, so they shove Koopa into the machine as they're making their escape. He gets de-evolved to a bit of a lizard, as is his whole thing. And then they talk about the fungus on the walls, and they're like,
Luigi's all like, oh, I think the fungus is trying to help us, because it like plops down a little bomb guy with feet.
That's a bomb.
Yeah.
But then Mario's like, great, a whole building with athletes full foot. And I'm like, okay. So then they're ziplining, because it felt like they tried to do every physical thing that you could possibly do in this movie. And they were like, you know what's really 90s right now? Let's just put you on a zipline. And then they like run him across. They run them both across like the room. Now ensues what my notes call action sequences are hard to write down.
My note at the beginning of this is grenade launcher can solve problems, which like in video games is actually valid. You ever do a first person shooter where it's just a grenade launcher?
No.
Solves all your problems.
You never get enough ammunition for those things.
Not unless you mod it. Yeah, and I was never really good at modding.
Apparently Mario knows how to drive a cop car in this universe.
He steal a cop car in this universe.
He's like, I'm driving, and he nudges.
Isn't there a phrase that Luigi says earlier that says something along the lines of, what's your number, to a cop who arrests them? Like, what's your badge number?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's trying to hold him accountable.
I call this next scene, and you can feel free to yell at me about this, I call this bungy fungy. or bungee fungy. Whichever one you prefer.
Right. So they have this whole big car chase. Like at one point, they get stuck on this other car. And Luigi makes the comment of, I hope the guy underneath us knows where we're going. At one point, Luigi also tells Mario to go a specific route. And yeah, Mario says, takes the opposite
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he tells him to take the other way, but then he takes the tunnel and he's like, that's what I wanted this whole time.
Yeah, and then when they go down the tunnel sneezes them out and the booger caught them.
Yes. And then they do escape that way. Oh, we cut.
I don't mean to.
Go ahead.
That was an actual quote. Luigi says, "The tunnel sneezed us out, and the booger caught us." And my note underneath that is, "Luigi is truly a wordsmith."
He 100% is. Okay, so we do cut to Mudbath, and then Bowser tells Lena to have Daisy cleaned up and brought to him, which is like super gross.
They're both in the mud bath, right?
Yeah, they are. Like co-workers or like f***ers? I don't know. Now we go to the evolving of the schmucks, is what I call the next scene.
Yeah, they get put into the de-evolver, but it goes in reverse, so they're actually getting smarter.
Advanced, but not looking advanced.
Yeah, and then after that, they go to the desert to try and find the plumbers.
We do get Princess Daisy in her fancy dress.
Right.
This dress is my life and I want it. And anyone who can give it to me, let me know what I owe you.
It is a purple dress. It's very drapey. It's got like amethyst along the collar and like some are draping off the shoulder.
Dark at the top, light at the bottom. Very like sharp, but like very enticing. Like I do love an ombre outfit.
And this scene is, I mean, so technically they mention Daisy's father in this scene, but it's very brief. And Daisy's like, you know, Daisy and Lena are having this back and forth about Daisy's past. And Daisy's like, well, what about my mom? And, you know, Lena makes some comment. And then when Daisy asks about her father, Lena doesn't answer. It's like literally one line about a man. So it's still like pretty good about, like, you know, two women who are talking. I mean, there's like one line about her father, but it kind of makes sense. I mean, she was abandoned. She's going to ask about her mom and her dad.
Yeah. There's just so much exhibition. Not exhibition.
That comes later in the next scene.
There's so much exposition in this film, it's hard to ignore. So when Lena starts like blah, 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 like it's really easy to ignore like cuter, tinier details. Like are we introduced to Yoshi yet? Like not for the next scene and a half, right? So okay, so they are in the room and she's like getting her fixed up and she's super jealous, and jealous is her whole f***ing bent, right? But then at minute 49:30 or so, if you are following with us, applauders, let's go to John Leguizamo with no shirt.
Mario and Luigi are walking through the desert and Luigi doesn't have his shirt on. This is why we need more women directors.
He's so delicious looking. Like, I wouldn't even need a fork. I'm happily married to someone who is not John Leguizamo.
We should always talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Mario.
Luigi Mario. I'll start. So John Leguizamo is walking across the screen and he doesn't have a shirt on. And that's the whole point of it. And it's all that it is. Like, it's there's just, like, no development. He's just like, do-do-do-do.
Yeah, the only like, point of this
sure
scene.
I'm pretty sure Mario is talking, but I did not hear anything he said.
The whole point of this scene is to show that the Super Mario Brothers are walking through the desert, one of which has his shirt off. And Spike and Iggy see them walking through the desert and being like, oh, we gotta find him, and then like slapstick, you know, car problems ensue.
After the cameo of John Leguizamo not wearing a cameo, there is a shot to a sniper with a gun, and then there was a gen fact about that.
There is a gen fact about it. The guns that they use, specifically the de-evolution guns, because there's quite a few guns in this movie, especially for a Disney / Nintendo movie. The de-evolution guns are like silver and gray painted Super Scope 6s from the Super Nintendo era. They only had like a few games for that. I remember having Yoshi's Safari
I don't remember having a super soap. Super. I don't remember having a Super Scope 6.
Accessories do not sell well for consoles unless it's bundled.
If it didn't offer better hand-eye coordination, we didn't get it.
The gun that I always had for my Nintendo was the one for Duck Hunt. And you just take it right to the screen and just, you know.
Do, do, do. And that dog, do you still hate him?
Da-na-na-na-na. Sorry, not you, but the dog.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
That dog is the shit, and I think there's an entire web series about what a piece of shit he is, but I cannot reference it accurately to you now.
Right.
It's the first time that I remember hearing a digitally made sound that reproduced a laugh.
Right?
It was like a giggle.
You dog.
But it wasn't like, it was really just a digital note that they programmed into it.
And yet that dog is evil and we're not upset he's gone.
No. An entire generation had to deal with that dog and we never talk about him. And that's for good reason.
Hey, most underutilized character in this entire movie.
Are you talking about Yoshi?
I am talking about Yoshi.
He's adorable.
He's so cute. Like, I thought, oh no, I'm going to rewatch this and I'm going to be so sad about Yoshi. And then he shows up and his face is cute and his body's cute and we would be cuddled in a puddle right now if I didn't have life and a real dinosaur at my aid. Okay, so Koopa comes in and he's all like, you're so fresh and you're so clean and I'm gonna like rape you, I guess.
He's super creepy throughout this entire scene. He talks about like how there's one city on an entire desert planet, and then he makes a pass over at Daisy saying something gross like, women always remember. Or no, a girl always remembers the first time she's been kissed by a lizard. And then he goes, da 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 da.
Gross. I hate it.
Right.
Not it, a girl.
Also
not,
right.
Not a girl.
Also right.
She's a woman. But he says.
I point that out a lot. When people refer to women as girls or females, I'm like, are we talking about someone under 5? Are we talking to someone under 10? Under 10, you might refer to a woman as a girl, right? Ever referring to a woman as a female makes me want to stab you in the throat with 1,000 needles. And I will not apologize for that. So I was talking to this female. Were you? Or were you talking to a woman? And it's not, and I get that it can be a cultural thing, but it is a minimalizing cultural thing. I think everyone would be better to not use the word female outside of, like, biology or, like, medicine.
Agreed.
Okay. So then this is the first time I noticed that John Leguizamo, Luigi Mario's belt is a rainbow.
I know.
It's so cute.
So we go back to the desert. There's a modified golf cart. So
are we talking about minute 43? Nope, 53. Because minute 53 is when he shows up without a shirt again.
So there's also a scene in this moment that was left out of the DVD release. Do you have a Sean fact about this moment, Jen?
Is this the rap?
No, not yet. This is the one where Spike and Iggy go through the desert with their golf cart. And in the rough cut, they actually get stuck in quicksand a la Blazing Saddles.
Are you right now?
No. That's like literally something that happened in there. And Mario and Luigi come across them and they have to get them out. And so they have them all tied up. And then at this point, they kind of give everything away about the fact that, you know, Koopa needs the rock and only Daisy's the one who can go ahead and open up a portal. And he wants to take over the entire world on their side. And so they're like, OK, we got to get this rock. They inform Spike and Iggy about the fact that there was a woman who has the rock. And so they're like, ah, that must be Big Bertha. And so we have a name to the wonderful woman. I also have a deleted scene where they're talking about deconstructing democracy.
What?
I don't have anything else besides that, but I think it was a deleted scene where they're talking about the the failures of democracy as they get through, get back into the city using the trash truck.
I feel like there's an exposition with jerks moment in here that we should probably acknowledge, but it's probably Iggy and Ziggy doing, what do they do? Yeah. Iggy and Spike?
Iggy and Spike.
Oh, I got there. Okay, so I would like to petition for alone time with baby Yoshi.
Valid.
Okay, so they attack garbage sanitation workers. Let's be fair. These are just like guys, like workaday guys, right? Mm-hmm. But they also have like detached on their... on their plumber belts, they have like suction cups and bars. And so they attach the two together and then they like super bob them from Mirror Mask. He gets on his face and he's like, and they're like, awesome. And I was like, bop, bop, bop.
Right. So they pretty much attack these sanitary workers and one of them gets a plunger to the face is what Naomi is trying to say.
Hilarious. It happens like super good. Okay. So then they get, from Iggy and Spike, they get fancy outfits and then there's this beautiful like non-gendered moment and like feel free to elaborate, but they're walking down the stairs into the club and then Luigi's character says, isn't this a bit feminine? And I don't know the difference, but Iggy or Spike goes, well, it belonged to my ex-wife, so yeah. But they're in respective yellow and red suits, and it's very nice.
Iggy and Spike have taken Mario and Luigi to this bar because this is where Bertha shows up a lot of the time and mm-hmm. they need to get to her so they can get the rock. They hand off their tools, their plumber tools, to the coat check.
Yes.
And then she like sells them out like a minute later.
Because there's a poster on the wall that's like 2,000 Koopa coins and you know that's at least four free lives. How much is a life in Super Mario Brothers? Is it 100 or 1,000?
It's 100.
100 regular coins or 5 Yoshi coins.
But knowing Koopa, it's probably inflated, so it's probably 1,000 Koopa coins.
It's like 2 free lives for 2,000 coins. Mm-hmm. I'd be down. Like, I'd stab somebody in the...
Right.
Okay.
So Mario says the line, no woman can withstand the charm of a Mario.
Yeah. Also my dick. Okay. So I'm okay with...
That's like the third time you said something about my dick.
This movie's all about my dick.
Okay.
Mushrooms.
I've got words about that later. Okay. So... can we start out this scene with her being seduced by Mario and let us absolutely establish that Bertha has been wronged?
Agreed.
So she did steal the necklace, but she saved him from old lady and all she took was a rock on a string. And like, who wouldn't? But now Mario's like, no, 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 no. Hold on a second. Can you do careless whispers, Jen? Make that noise.
Na 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 da 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 da
na 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 na.
Have you there's a YouTube video. Have you ever seen one of those like notes that makes that like that high pitched whining noise every time you squeeze its mouth together?
Yeah,
there's a YouTube video about like you send this to your secret crush. Without any context, and it's just careless whisper on that, and it's like, I love it. So.
Okay, so now, okay,
right.
So
Mario and Bertha start dancing, and then the mood, the like, as soon as they start getting more romantic, the song changes, and there's like this whole like, you know, dance of seduction that Mario does for Bertha. And she's really into it.
I'm super into it. They do a good twirl. He's biting the necklace off of her. He's like twiddling her neck. And I'm like, I get it, girl. I get it. And then all of a sudden, like, he do be getting what he wants and then disappears.
Yeah, it was like Mario. That was a dick move.
Yeah. Okay, so action sequence ensues because the corporate overlords show up. And then Bertha assists the entire fudge in time, right?
Right. She punches out the coat check lady, mm-hmm. and she holds the door from Koopa's goons, the Koopa goons.
Yeah.
You know, getting in. And she also, like, you know, does this finger thing towards Mario. And she kisses him when he comes closer.
She says, come here, pudgy buns.
Oh, yeah.
Which is my new absolute favorite. I'm going to say that all the time. Lydia, you got some pudgy buns. Jen, pudgy buns. Kid in face, who's only fighting me for treats. Pudgy buns.
Oh, but I have a note here. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Dino Dance dominates departure because they do the
get on the floor.
Everybody walk the dinosaur.
Boom, boom, shakalaka, boom, 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 shakalaka, boom. I love that song before this movie, after this movie, all of this movie.
Mm-hmm. Also, there's like a deleted scene with a rap, which I think Jen has a Sean fact about.
Oh, Jen, bring it, ding it.
Oh, it's exactly that. Iggy and Spike get drunk at the Boom Boom Bar and rap, and later Lena cites this to Koopa as them preaching his overthrow.
You realize what our society has become?
You ever get the feeling you're an automatic pilot? You're going through the motions like waves in the ocean?
That life is a series of brainless notions, and you want to feel something more than empty emotions.
When we met two plumbers.
Who had an idea.
They showed us the lake.
And the new frontier.
Mario.
And Luigi.
They ain't no one's rain.
We gotta take a stand and put up a fight.
Well, stop. And
think this through.
It's time to get rid of you know who.
A radical development is taking place.
Iggy.
And Spike will set the pace. Koopa. The party Koopa. The Poopa Scoopa!
It's a crying shame.
We're playing his game. He's got us so tame. It really is lame.
We're all so dumb being under his thumb.
Be proud reptilians. We number in the millions.
Look at these Goombas.
Shutting us down.
The rule of force.
Is the rule of this clown.
Koopa.
The party Poopa.
We got people.
And that was the rap from... I don't know if we'll keep the entire thing in.
Koopa, the party Koopa.
Yeah.
No way.
I think it's better than Go Ninja Go. Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah. Go Ninja, Go Ninja Go. Go Ninja, Go Ninja Go.
Is that like Surf Ninjas?
No, that's from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The second one, Secret of the Ooze.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've never done a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah. The first one's great.
My favorite one was the one where they had like had the weird, they had like a, like the foot soldiers had a weird warehouse and they like smoked a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Is it?
Yeah.
The animatronics was great.
Closest to the original vision of Eastman and Laird, for sure.
I absolutely agree. I have no idea.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was not initially intended for younger audiences. It was a black and white comic with a lot of violence.
Who isn't?
So Lena does also get the rock before they actually make their escape from the bar.
She do.
Mm-hmm. And
that rock gets tossed around a lot.
It's a MacGuffin.
But then, okay, so they get arrested. Right? Is that where we're at?
Spike and Iggy get arrested and Mario and Luigi put on the bouncy boots and they get out of the bar and they make their escape and they don't get captured.
Because of zip lining? Did that happen way earlier?
The zip line was in the prison. This is them getting, hopping on the boots.
Are we at the have her cleaned up part?
No, not yet. The important thing that you want to know is that Luigi and Mario, after they make their escape, the fungus drops a ba-bomb again. And this time Luigi takes it because he's like, the fungus is trying to communicate with us.
Well, that's already right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, Luigi's always kind of assuming that the fungus is talking to him.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, but this is where they get the bomb. And my next note is Koopa special. I think this is where we see Toad the Koopa show up with raw meat for Daisy.
Yeah, it's so cute.
And then she's like, "No, I'm a vegetarian. Do you have any steamed vegetables?" And he's like, "Aha." And he, like, walks out.
Okay, I just caught up with my notes. I'm near where we're at now. Okay, awesome. He understands fungus. Mucus grosses me out. Okay, so this is, like, I swear this movie is, like, hey, can we fit in some exposition so that everyone knows what's going on right now? And so, like, he goes in and, Koopa goes in and yells at the fungus, King Bowser, and then... And then he leaves. And then also he orders a pizza. And then also they make...
Oh, that was the Koopa special. Never mind. Yeah.
Mario and Luigi Mario end up in the back parts of the Koopa Tower.
Yeah, this is where they put on the plumber outfits.
Not quite yet.
Not quite yet?
Okay. Almost.
Oh,
almost.
Yeah. They're turning the AC up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, they're turning the AC down. Well, they're churning off the heat.
Okay.
Is what my impression is, because on a big, vast planet floating in the void, without any kind of ozone, you'd really just have to turn off the heat as opposed to turning up the AC, which might spike energy levels. This is too much thought. So, what I like about this scene and what my dad would want me to point out is that Luigi goes, "This must be a non-union job." Right? Because all of the pipes are cattywampus and wrong and, like, bad. Like, the whole piping of this vents, pipes, all of it are wrong. It's bad. It looks bad. It feels bad. It's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But also non-union job. Okay, so then...
And then it's the costume change, because my note goes Koopa special pro union plus costume change.
Mm-hmm. So now they're officially in their red overall, green overall situation.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. And then I'm wondering, my notes go, so Lena is who now? So she, like, best assistant? Is she, like, girlfriend or wife? Or is she, like, a bitch who done climbed her way up?
I feel like she's someone who's climbing her way up, because she gives Koopa the option to kind of, like, let her in at, like, at equal partnership. And mm-hmm. he says that he doesn't have any time for this. And she has the rock. And so she pretty much double crosses him.
Yeah. He marches away saying, "What I care about is the future of our species." And she's more caring about, what would you say?
Being in control. Being in power.
Okay. Well, then let that stand wherever it stands.
Here's the thing, Lena. What you don't know and what we know is that no matter how much power you have, if you're a woman in the 90s, patriarchy's still in full swing. I mean, it's still in full swing
Liz,
now.
You are not wrong. But you know what will make me feel better about living in a patriarchy? A dance sequence in an elevator.
Oh, yeah. So,
hell yeah.
Mario and Luigi, they are in an elevator, and two Goombas come in, and they're able to hide behind the Goombas.
Mm-hmm.
Then other Goombas come in, and you have this, like, whole scene of the Goombas and Mario and Luigi going up into this tall, tall tower with some elevator music, and Luigi, brilliant himbo that he is, he starts mm-hmm. rocking one side to side very slowly, and then he starts rocking another one side to side
Mario
very slowly.
Catches on, and they do cut away from this, and they cut to Lena, like, f-ing with Princess Peach. Nope, that's wrong. Princess Daisy. Notice in the elevator that whomst ever designed the lizard Goomba heads. There are two different types. There's lizard head de-evolved guys, and then there's Goomba head de-evolved guys, right? But if you take a second, and Lord knows I've taken several seconds, they're accessorized. From the feet up, you'll notice not only do our dear Toad have his harmonica, but there's guys with glasses or guys. At one point, though, like they're dancing, right? They turn and they face each other's, and then one of them leans in to like put his head on the chest. He's like a lizard guy who puts his head on the chest of a Goomba guy. But because his face is latex, I don't know if you saw this, but his face goes like this.
It like smushes?
Yeah. His whole lower lip goes like straight onto the chest of the guy. Like. Chen, do you want me to demonstrate? I will put my lower lip on your chest and be like,
you can't, you know, our listeners aren't going to be able to see it. So maybe you should just not worry about it.
And it really doesn't matter. Okay. So then we cut back to Lena pulling a knife out of her dress, a la Wonder Woman, and trying to stab Daisy.
So we have the Goomba elevator dance, and then it goes back to that moment where Toad is trying to be helpful with meat for Daisy, and she's like, no, I'm a vegetarian. And
I
then
don't
Lena...
eat anything with a face, which is my least favorite way of telling somebody you're a vegetarian.
And then Lena comes in after Toad has left, mm-hmm. and she's all like, you know, I'm gonna get this taken care of, and you know, she tries to stab Daisy with a knife, but Yoshi blocks her.
Hell yeah, Yoshi's the best. He is second best behind Big Bertha.
Right. And then I think they go back to the elevator where the Goombas are all dancing with mm-hmm, each other. Mm-hmm. And then Mario and Luigi like crawl out of the top of the elevator. Because I have a note that says, yes, keep dancing. Also, that moment when your boss sees you slacking...
100% have been caught.
Because okay. their boss opens up, the elevator doors open up to the Goomba's boss, and he just, in a very raspy, like, you know, non-verbal, or in a non-word way, like, vocalizes.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, get your together. Let me interpret. Stop dancing. Attention, get moving, is what basically it seems like. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then Daisy makes an escape, right?
Yeah, Daisy is able to make an escape because Yoshi blocked the knife. And as she runs out, there's a couple of Goombas over there.
She runs into some Goombas, runs back the other way, runs into another Goomba. But which Goomba is it?
It's Toad, and he's got a plate of steamed vegetables.
He's got carrots, broccoli, cauliflower.
It looks delicious.
It looks really f-ing good. And he's like, and she's like, and then she like runs away, but runs back into the bad guys. And then like, and then
she doesn't she at one point run into Spike and Iggy at this point?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So the bad Goombas set good Toad Goomba on fire, and she manages to. Lydia, despite this being a parallel universe, they have recognizable fire extinguishers.
They're
it's so dumb. Like you wouldn't, but she did, and she found it, and she was like, "Okay, I gotta put him out. He's my bestie."
They have
my second or third bestie.
They have cars that are like ours. They just run on
enough
a grid
enough that Mario could drive one.
Exactly.
Garbage. So then he brings veggies, she tosses them on the ground, she puts them out because she doesn't want him to suffer, mm-hmm. and then she escapes with dudes, Iggy and Ziggy, Iggy and Spike, and they're like, hey, thanks for saving us from these that's how that she meets up with them, because they're like dragging them to prison, the bad right. Goombas. Okay, so she like sets them free after he gets Toad gets set on fire.
Okay, so she, after she puts out Toad, she, Spike, and Iggy make an escape. They specifically say, we have been your most loyal supporters. Like,
garbage humans. Garbage lizard humans?
Lizards, I suppose. Like, I mean, where does human... I don't know what the correct term is. It doesn't matter.
It truly doesn't matter because they're like, hey, here's your fungus dad, and then shove her in a room. And then they're like, we've done our good deed. Yes, mm-hmm. have we done? And then they go.
Yeah, I think they mean to like go and like protect, like do something else. They like probably say something about like, you know, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so then now we're back to Mario and Luigi. Luigi takes a jump into, and how do we get here? He goes to take a jump into a void, and he's like, oh, I'm flying. And Mario's like, awesome, I'm gonna do that too. And he goes to jump, and as he goes to jump, Luigi Mario feels his back, and he's like, oh no, I'm stuck on a hook because this is a construction site. And Mario is like, ah! And he jumps, he falls onto the fungus. The fungus stretches itself out, and he bounces not once, but twice. And on the second bounce, Luigi catches him and is like, hold on, let me get you over here.
Do you want to know what my note is at this point?
Tell me.
Levitating Luigi leads to leaping.
Your alliteration does something for me, and we can talk about that later. Okay, can I tell you something?
Yes.
Okay, can I tell you a whole thing? Luigi leans in and is just like, I think the... And I can't do Luigi's voice. I can't do a John Leguizamo voice. He leans in and he's like, the fungus is trying to communicate to us. Right? He leans in real good and then plucks the mushroom. And I was like, how's that going to communicate to you now? I'm just saying, like, how's that going to communicate? Okay. That's only one half of my one third of page of notes. My last part says, mushrooms are the flowering sex organs of fungus, which means that Luigi has touched her dad's junk. I can't.
Luigi is a man of science. He just doesn't know everything about fungi.
He really doesn't know anything about fungus. He touched her dad's dick, is what I'm trying to say. And leave that where you want, because my next note says now they're guarding the hole. Remember what's happening right now.
So as they go through after getting saved by the fungi mm-hmm. and junk grabbing of dad,
that's right. Okay,
the pipes are all frozen.
Well, here's what I'm talking about. Lena goes to go to the meteor where she needs to combine the last fragment of the meteor to merge the two worlds, and whereas Mario and Luigi Mario came into the world like busting through that same hole. Now, as Lena goes through it, there's a guard there and she's like, let me through. I'm on the way to the president, blah, blah. And they're like, yes. Person who is not identified.
But they have to know because like the police officer who's guarding it is the same police officer who deals directly with Koopa.
Yeah, no, they get who she is. We don't get a really great title for her, as far as I can tell.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It makes me feel bad. It makes me feel like she's minimalized. She's like the second most powerful person in the country? Planet?
City?
But the city is the planet. And she's not given a great title. She should be Grand Poo. She should be Grand Poobah. F*** you. What my point is now they're guarding the hole mm-hmm. after the Marios were allowed to walk in and out of it willy-nilly.
Congratulations, Applauder. You've had enough flower power to reach the end of part two of our review of 1993's Super Mario Brothers. But we still have a week left before we conclude our plot walkthrough and pop the question blocks left to reveal our shocked and applaudable moments. Hey, this is your audio engineer and that one nerd who knows what the P in P-Wing stands for. It's Paratrooper. Jen! Did you know that Shocked and Applaud relies heavily on interactions from our followers to reach new listeners? You can tag us on Twitter or Instagram at Shocked Applaud or on Facebook at Shocked and Applaud to let us know what you thought of an episode. Even if you just have a fact correction or we missed a bleep and you want to make sure others don't hear it, we'd love your input. We'll be back in 1 week to conclude our walkthrough of this 90s camp sci-fi comedy. from Shocked and Applaud. Thank you.
For patroning the peculiar,